We're here at Fountain Square. There's a demonstration on behalf of the Palestinians.
I hate that my tax dollars are funding such violent atrocities on the other side of the world. And so I have my kid with me here today.
You want a better future for your child?
Yes. Children of the U.S., children of Palestine, children everywhere.
Do you think that the way to peace is more violence?
No, definitely not. Ceasing fire will always make things safer for babies, for mothers, for young children, for old people, for disabled people, always.
And what happened on October 7th, does that justify what is happening in Gaza?
No, of course not. No violence justifies more violence, especially not in a situation like Israel and Palestine, where Palestinian children and families have for so long been experiencing violence at the hand of the Israeli government and the IDF.
Now, people say Israel has a right to defend itself.
There's no way that bombing hospitals and bombing common areas and bombing refugee camps could ever convince me that that's defense.
Palestine will never die! Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
Care to say why you're here?
I'm sorry.
Are you part of the students group that calls for this?
I am not.
You're part of the high school group that's attending?
Yes.
From ETHS?
Yes, from Evanston Township High School.
Okay. Is there a Palestinian support movement or an anti-war movement at ETHS?
We have a teacher who wore a Free Palestine shirt and was warned by the school to not do that, and then people in the community service office made pins to support Palestine as a retaliation to that.
And so people are wearing those pins?
Yes.
The people being students?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. And what do you make of the claim that Israel's defending itself?
Well, I think killing innocent people with gas and bombs does not constitute defending oneself.
Good point. How about you?
I think the U.S. needs to stop funding genocide is what I think. And I think our institutions, like the school we're going to, is afraid to talk about it. And, I mean, I think that's why there's lots of high schoolers here, is because we're fed up with our school.
Censorship.
Complete censorship.
Intimidation.
And teachers being threatened to lose their jobs for, you know, speaking out against genocide is ridiculous. So, yeah.
Calling for a ceasefire, is that considered anti-Semitic at ETHS?
No, anyone who says, like, as a Jew myself, like, it doesn't make any sense to me why we, like, specifically conservative Jews tend to, you know, call it anti-Semitic.
Because it's a good way of shutting you off.
Yeah, but if anything, we should understand what genocide looks like. We should... Us, of all people, should be the one condemning this. Like, it makes no sense to me, because, yeah.
Only if you want to instill censorship and fear in order to continue with your program, that's obviously oppressive. Do you know the writer, the historian Norman Finkelstein?
No, I do not.
He makes a very good deconstruction of the claim that Israel is being genocided by the Palestinians, which gives them the inherent right to do what they're doing, by pointing out, it's on YouTube, it's worth watching, deconstruct the mythology and the imagery that is used to support Zionism. People who died in the Holocaust were totally innocent.
Yeah.
They died for no other reason than who they were, while the Israelis are hardly innocent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their misuse of the Jewish star, which they wore on their suits when they complained about the terrorists at the UN, saying that events in Palestine didn't happen in a vacuum.
Yeah.
So you say you're Jewish. Do you feel Israel speaks for you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it never really has. My father told me the real history from a very young age, and I've never gone to Israel, and I never plan to go to Israel, because as long as the U.S. is funding them, and, you know, as long as Palestine is still being the people of Palestine are still being oppressed. I'm never stepping foot in that country, and it doesn't represent any Jewish values at all. I think it's antithetical to Jewish values of so many things. So, yeah, I mean, I think we need to really center the conversation on Palestinian citizens. Like, it's really not about, at the end of the day, this is not about Judaism, this isn't about religion, this is about funded genocide from the U.S. government, and this has been going on for 75 years, and this is horrific. It's not about your religion, it's so much, yeah.
Are there many other students at ETHS that would share your point of view?
I think so. I think that there are a lot of students at our school that would support our view. But honestly, everyone's afraid to speak out about it. I mean, people were posting their support of, you know, like, oh, for the hostages in Israel. But after that, I have not heard or seen a lot of conversations about it. The school won't allow it.
Nobody wants anybody to be killed. And
yeah.
It seems that the violence puts the hostages in danger of Israeli bombs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just people, we don't educate about this. Non-Jewish people don't, you know, are afraid to say anything about it because you're labeled as anti-Semitic, so just,
how
it's
do you
not...
think we get beyond that? That misuse of the term anti-Semitic undermines significance. There's
real anti-Semitism in this world.
Right.
And it's not discussed enough. Like, we talk about the Holocaust for maybe a second in schools. But if you grow up Jewish, you learn about the Holocaust basically throughout day school and summer camps, and like you learn about that. But we need to like show the world what actual anti-Semitism is. And then we also need to show what Islamophobia is and racism is. And this is, you know, people refusing to talk about Palestine is just, honestly, in my opinion, Islamophobia and racism, because Palestine and the
You're
Gaza
so
Strip.
Smart.
But, yeah.
Really, I'm very proud to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
So, would you agree my perspective that Islamophobia and anti-Semitism are one and the same?
One and the same.
Well, I mean, it's hate.
It's hate. It's hate. At the end of the day, it's hate. It's discrimination. And both can be combated. But right now, this is Islamophobia. We said our piece of, like, anti-Semitism is an issue. But it's not, again, it's not about your religion right now. It's about Palestinian citizens. It's, yeah.
Human beings.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, both of you.
Thank you.
Let all the walls fall. Viva, viva Palestina. Viva, viva Palestina. Free, free Palestine.
Long live Palestine.
Hey, we're right here.
Hey,
how are you?
Hard to hear. You can't hear anything.
Well, you can tell me what you think then.
Hey, guys, my friend wants to interview you.
Well, we were here because we were here for the Teamsters for Democratic Union convention in Chicago, and our friend had sort of said, "Hey, there's a rally in Evanston. We've been to two or three in Detroit. We're from Detroit, and we both were working the Jewish Voice for Peace in Detroit. So this is a cause that's important to us. And I know we couldn't go to the Washington demonstration, so we came here."
Explain, Israel has a right to defend itself.
Well, I don't know. No, I mean,
JVP does not deny Israel the right to defend itself, because every country has a right to defend itself. But it's not defending itself. It's trying to destroy the native people who were there when Israel was founded as a state, and drive them out. And that is really wrong. That's a crime against humanity, to drive a whole people out of their homeland.
Are you familiar with
Tikkun Olam.
Olam. Mm-hmm. Can you explain what that is?
It's a sort of a, Tikkun Olam is sort of a Jewish obligation. It technically means repair the world. And so forces you, as a Jew, to be committed to improving your surroundings, your community, the world that you live in, and the world that you
just
affect.
Just for yourself?
No.
For the world.
For the world.
For the benefit of the world, it should be, yes.
And Zionism? What is that?
Zionism is the commitment to the to a Jewish state in that Israel be forever a Jewish state for the Jewish people, and to the extent that there are other peoples living there and who have been living there since before the time of Christ.
Many Jews were living there in former Jews.
I was just about, yes, you took the words out of my mouth. Yes, but that doesn't mean that it makes it right to drive out the rest of the people who have been living there since before the time of Christ.
That would make it antithetical to actual Judaism. So maybe Zionism isn't Judaism, but has...
Anti-Judaism.
Not that they're just a bunch of Nazis. Can you say why you're here?
Because I believe in justice and peace and fairness, and it's atrocious what's happening to Palestinians, and our government is behind it and warmongering and trying to invade the whole world, and it's completely wrong, and I don't want that to happen, and I don't want it to happen in my name.
Did you make the patch that is sewn onto your sweatshirt?
I made this patch.
Free, free Palestine!
I made this.
Free Palestine!
Yes, I made them.
Okay.
It's important.
Why is it important to stand up for Palestinian rights?
Because...
Do you feel it's against standing for Israeli rights?
Not at all. It's human rights. And any violation of human rights is... It hurts humanity. It hurts Jewish people. Netanyahu is hurting Jewish people by telling people that he's killing them in their name. And he's killing Palestinians in the name of Judaism. That hurts Jewish people. That is telling people hate us because, you know, we're guilty. And Jewish people are not guilty. This is Netanyahu. This is the United States. It's not against Jewish people in any way. What he's doing is against Jewish people.
And he grew up in the United States. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Right. He says he knows how to deal with Americans.
He probably does, unfortunately. But not now, because Americans are seeing the truth and don't like being oppressed and don't like being a part of oppression. Americans are oppressed. This is our money going to kill people. We have nothing. So many of us have nothing. We don't have health care. You know, our schools are struggling. Our streets are falling apart. People are sleeping outside, and we're spending money to go kill people. Like, it's... The oppression and all is... It affects everybody, and it's wrong.
And the dialogue, the way language is used, how do you feel it excuses what's happening in Gaza?
There's no excuse, but I've definitely noticed that from what happened on October 7th, there was immediate action taken into place to frame this for people who didn't know what was going on, to make them see the wrong side as the villain and the other side as the victim. And there are victims for certainly on both sides, but Netanyahu and the United States is behind the oppression and the pain and the hurt. And, you know, our government leaders came out to try to trick everybody about what was going on, and that was totally wrong. And the language they used around it was totally wrong. The word terrorism has to do with unlawful harm against civilians. So when they came out to only condemn terrorism and not state terror, they're saying, oh, but if it's illegal to kill people, it's okay. It's only wrong when it's illegal. That's totally bullshit.
Thanks for your opinion.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Hi, can you say why you're here?
Well,
you've got a little child and a Palestinian
yes,
flag
I do.
Right there on a cold day.
Yeah, I'm here because I'm human and I want to end the genocide and the occupation and apartheid. My husband's Palestinian, my kids are Palestinian, so I'm here to support, and yeah, I just hope everything, you know, I pray everything goes good over there, and it just,
and
I don't know.
Ceasefire and
immediate ceasefire needs to happen now. I'm tired of opening up social media every single day and seeing all the women, children, and men being killed over there.
Thank you.